You see, if you want to weaken an enemy, you need to erode its strengths. And by breaking down a country's society, by weakening what it holds as important, is one way of doing so. Do you know, we used to hold on to things of value. Let me give you an example. Young girls held on to virginity, and young men respected that. Nowadays, young girls give, and there's no shortage of young men taking. How much value does that young girl put on herself? How much value do the young men taking see in that young girl? And how much value do the parents who allow promiscuous behaviour put on that child? And how much value does society have for the young girl as it encourages her to grow faster than her years allow? How can it change, you ask? Think back. Think back to the small villages that were planted by our forefathers. A village was built around its church and its belief system. At the center of that belief system was God. Here, a healthy respect for the church. There was a healthy respect for the church because of what it stood for, what it practiced. It was all based on love. God loved the world so much, he gave his only son to die for us. Jesus, when he was on earth, often talked about love, even going as far as giving a new commandment, and that was to love one another. That is what the churches of the time were teaching its congregation. It even taught that we should love our neighbours. In a community, if God's word was the main belief and the main set of values, then everyone certainly would have been getting on. Do you know the Westminster system of government upon which the rules or the laws that are the foundation for deciding right from wrong in this country is based on the Mosaic law found in the Bible? But you know, society has become so dismissive of that Bible today. As we've seen recently, it only takes a minority to bring about change. It's a vocal minority, though, that has brought about the change that has seen school boards in this country dismiss the Bible from being taught in our schools and having it consigned to the realms of fiction and likened to fairy tales. Okay.